tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
It's time for my solo. Tomorrow... Where is it? Bottom dollar that tomorrow.
There'll be what?
There'll be sun.
My turn. Just thinking about tomorrow. Am I in the drama club?
Yeah, that,
Raya, you're solo.
I don't. Till snow.
Oh, you don't even know this song.
Okay, that's gray and lonely. All right, maybe we should get out of the show.
We are all going to get into the drama club.
I just need to hear the little chorus part.
Wait for it.
Wow. Any moment. Sun will come out. Tomorrow.
When?
Tomorrow. All right, anyway, let's get into the show. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Faking It, Season 2, Episode 4, Lion Kings and Drama Queens. I'm Sterling Cates, and joining me this week again... Kylie and Roya.
Hi.
I just saw what the title did there.
Lion Kings and Drama Queens?
Lion King.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
We're feeling very musical today after this dramatic episode.
Yeah, and also, gotta point out, I'm lonely over here. Roya and Kylie were taking selfies by themselves, and I was just sitting over here wondering where Cortez was, taking selfies by myself.
Yeah, boo-hoo, being lead host is real rough.
Anyways, Cortez, I really miss ya.
We miss you, Cortez.
Yeah, just, you know, lonesome.
This song from Annie goes out to you, Cortez.
Yeah, this is for you, Cortez.
This is for you.
All right, I've heard from a little birdie that we have some shout-outs that we want to do.
We do.
Before we get started into this week's episode, so go for it, ladies.
Yeah, since Roy is not talking, I'll give a shout-out to Sassy G Panda, Michael Dillard, and Shyla Marshburn.
All right, my turn. Sorry. Kanye West is on my phone because of Cortez. Sugar Venom likes to procrastinate and watch our show, so shout out to that. School is cool. Joseph Bosa, Little Goddess, and Reckless Sweetheart. It's just a few of the names.
Girl, and Fafa Maya. Shout out to you.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching our YouTube video, commenting on iTunes, tweeting us. We love seeing all of your comments and all of your tweets and everything. So thank you guys and keep that up. And so let's get into this episode. Episode 4, moving right along in the season. I just love Tuesdays, you know?
I love me some about triple crush Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. So this episode it starts off and there's an open spot in the drama club. And Karma wants to audition, and she brings up to Amy. She goes to Amy in the courtyard, and she tells her, not him, that she wants to audition for the part in the drama club because she doesn't want to just be known for having this lesbian relationship. She wants to be known for her talent, which I think is really great.
Yeah,
maybe this will give her something to distract herself with, you know?
Yeah, I also think it's good because she really needs to take her focus off of fixing.
Everyone
Amy,
else.
I'm air quotes when I say that.
Air
but
quotes.
She's, like, in the last episode, she put all this energy into trying to get Amy to be over her, and, like, she just can't control everything.
Yeah, you know? I think it's a great opportunity for her to focus on herself
mm-hmm.
and not other people and what's going on in their
mm-hmm.
life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Amy was very supportive. And when Kate... Yeah. What?
What?
What? Go on. I'm going to be quiet.
No, it's good. And then we find out that... And then
we are falling apart without Cortez.
Yeah, Cortez, we need you. You're the staple that keeps us together.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm actually sick, so I'm on lots of medicine, so I don't know what's going on.
Excuses.
There's actually a dinosaur next to you right now.
It's the Cortez.
All right, anyways. You're hitting that Dayquil hard.
All right. Anyways.
Sorry.
So then Shane joins the conversation, and he says that he's also going out for the drama part of the... membership
drama club.
Whatever. And then Karma leaves, but then this is when it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Shane confronts Amy about that. He tells her that Liam told him what happened, you know, that he knows about Amy and Liam and that situation. So she is shocked, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's like, so what does this mean though? Because he's a little confused. He's like, does this mean you're bi? Does this, what's going on with you? Like, did you enjoy it? All the stuff. He obviously wants to know all the details.
Shane is always so jumpy to like label and like get a definitive answer on things.
I guess he's just now like Amy, because Amy's just as confused as he is. She has no idea what's going on. She's still trying to feel it out. So, but I think the bottom line is that there is so much guilt there that Liam feels, and I know that Amy does as well, but she's being more protective of Karma in this situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like she should have, but I feel like it's just like a ticking bomb right now that is just going to all come out eventually.
I actually was expecting that to happen today.
Mm-hmm. That Shane, were expecting it to all come out.
Yeah, I thought Karma was going to find out all at once today, yeah.
Yeah, so then Amy confronts Liam because she's kind of like, what the hell? Like, why did you tell Shane? Like, we can't let Karma find out. And so they're arguing about whether or not they should tell Karma.
But that scene with Shane and Amy when she was saying, where does Liam live? Where? That music changed in the editing. I love that. That made the scene. The music, like, oh, yeah?
It's like,
when
she's interrogating him. Yeah.
So you've never been there. Well, I've been there once. So you've been there.
Yeah, her detective skill. Detective Amy there. But so Amy goes to Liam's house, which we find out, well, we've always known that he's been private about his family. We don't really know, you know, other than the whole Squirkle.
The house looked
debacle.
Like it was from Twilight. I'm just saying. Like the Coleman's house.
I haven't seen Twilight.
Don't worry, you're not missing
don't
out.
Don't kill me.
We talk about Twilight so much on the show.
Yeah, I know. Well, last week we talked about it and I was equally as embarrassed. Still haven't seen it since. But Amy's at his house, which is kind of like stepping into his world. Are you guys paying attention? I'm trying to talk about faking it over here.
Personal space, and Raya hates me and loves Twilight.
Okay. But anyways, so we know that Liam is really private about his family, but by her stepping into his house, it's kind of like that wall has to be broken down.
Yeah.
And she's going to learn more about it.
He's lucky. He gets to skip school for an engagement party. That's pretty awesome. I wish my parents would do that or schedule it on those kind of days.
I find his family so creepy. They're, like, so heartless, you know?
Yeah. Well, already from the beginning. And I think there's obviously something going on there because he is so private about it. Like, mm-hmm. There's definitely something that he's hiding. And we've known that.
And yet they have so many windows.
Yeah, they do have so many windows.
For all your secrets, you have a lot of windows.
Yeah. All right. So then we go back to the whole drama club situation that's happening. Theo and Lauren are practicing. Shane walks in. He says, you know, a showmance or whatever could be dangerous for her getting the role, like blah, blah. So the point of that scene, I feel like, is we're seeing that something's obviously developing between Lauren and Theo as it has the past couple of episodes.
Was Theo trying out? I thought he was just being
No, he's just there. He's just like a hand. But he's flirting with Lauren. It's a thing that, you know, it's happening.
Yeah, he's trying to impress her.
What
like,
do we
he
think
volunteered.
About, yeah, what do we think about Theo and Lauren? Do we want
They have a name now. It's like Thorin.
Thorin.
Even though I think Leo is a lot easier.
Yeah, Leo is easier.
Mm-hmm. I like them together.
Yeah, I do too. I love him. He's
yeah,
so cute.
I want him to, like, ground her, you know? Like, she's just so uptight, and I want him to make her loosen up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Lucy, stop giving me, you pervert. I just want them to fall in love and bring out the best in each other.
But the best part about this drama club thing, Roya, you need to stop. You're a little giggle box over there.
Every single week.
Anyways, best part of the whole episode, Laverne Cox is
yes!
here. She's Margo, the drama teacher. She is awesome. I love her so much. And Orange is the New Black. She is amazing.
Have you really on Twitter exciting. The hashtag faking it is the new black is trending.
Oh really?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you guys watch both shows.
There was a YouTube comment, I believe, not this past week, but the week before, that someone predicted that Theo's father would be Laverne Cox.
Oh,
but no, really?
Yeah, but I don't think that prediction is true. Obviously, there would have been some kind of reaction.
Yeah,
I mean, unless Laverne comes back.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So is Laverne, is this a recurring role, or is this just a one-time thing?
It might be a one-time thing, but we got Kylie on the lookup right
now. On the IMDb's.
Yeah, because in the articles before this came out, it just said Laverne Cox will be on season 4, blah, blah, blah. But I don't remember reading if it's going to be on multiple episodes, she'll appear on multiple episodes or not. So I guess we'll find that out in a moment here tomorrow. Her performance is great though here. She's like talking about Connie Britton, one episode.
Laverne's on one episode.
Maybe next season. If there's a third season, hopefully.
Yeah, so I guess she's not Theo's mom, unfortunately. Yeah. But so she comes in as a drama teacher and very dramatic. It's kind of like a very Glee-y type moment here. Not that they're like super dramatic, but the way it's all set up and
the competition.
Yeah, and how talented everyone is.
Oliver!
Yeah, it was the Oliver.
Oliver's not your favorite part of this entire episode. He comes back demented.
Yeah. Really, like, what abused. Is up with Oliver? We really loved him twisted. Last season. Yeah, this whole Amy Karma thing really messed with him a little bit. He's like, you're a trigger for me. Yeah. But then Laverne says, or I guess Margot says that. They're not going to do their prepared auditions that they're going to do tomorrow. And, of course, that's what Lauren had already prepared. So she's like, yes. So that was good.
Of course she prepared tomorrow.
Out of those four auditions of singing that song, whose was the best in your opinion?
Karma.
Karma was good and Oliver was my second. I mean, Lauren was great, but Oliver, I did not expect him to actually be able to sing a little bit.
I think I liked Lauren's just because it was the most, like, similar to the original.
Yeah. I found Shane's like pretty funny. Like,
it didn't sound like him though.
Well, because we've heard his songs and him sing and everything. So I just thought it was funny. Like, I thought it was him acting. I don't think it was him trying to like showcase his singing ability to, you know, the best he could. But
speaking of that, he's actually got a new album out.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
What? Nice. Go down that load of that. So then we go back to Liam's house, and Amy has introduced herself as his girlfriend to his air quote sister, who is a squircle lady. But she kind of takes Amy up and gets her in a dress, like gets her appropriate for the occasion. And
I think they're the same size. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
It's a really
how convenient.
It's a really great dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I'm gonna steal it.
Okay, yeah. Like Amy did.
I tweeted that. Amy did steal it.
Yeah. But they kind of talk a little bit about how their dad, or Liam's dad, doesn't know that he was a part of the protest when Squircle was there last season, at the high school last season, and that Liam is the heir to this huge company, but he doesn't really want to be a part of it. And so we kind of already knew that, but it's kind of seeing that from his family's perspective, or from his air quote sister's perspective, was really interesting to see, because she's like, family's everything. You can kind of see that there's already something there. Like, why is she so attached to it, but he's not?
I really liked the moment with, even though we find out later why I liked the moment, but I really liked Amy and the sisters. Momster's interaction, because it was kind of like she wanted the best for Liam.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought like at the very beginning when Amy introduced herself as his girlfriend, that she did take a non-sisterly approach to that. Because I feel like when, you know, you meet your brother's girlfriend or whatever, it's not, oh my God, let me take you under my wing. It's more, you're a little more like standoffish.
Especially if you've never really met any of them.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, his family really didn't actually care that he had a girlfriend. You know, like, I feel like if I had a big family event and then all of a sudden a guy showed up and my family had never heard about me talking about having a boyfriend, and he's like, I'm her boyfriend, they would have been like, oh my God, hi, how come we've never heard about you? What's happening?
Yeah.
But I also don't have a family that owns Squircle.
Yeah. Well, I felt like they were interested. I felt like they were all like, who's this beautiful young lady, blah, 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 and like trying to get her known. But she always kind of made it really awkward.
She was weird.
She was doing that intentionally to try to like backstab Liam for, well, not backstab him, but try to like threaten him to not
for
say
Amy?
Anything. Yeah, Amy was.
She was so blackmailing him.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
And also, I think with your family situation, your family loves you, and they want to be a part of
your life. And as far as
life.
I know, my mom is my mom, and not
Or my mom isn't my sister, she's my mom, whatever.
Yeah.
I hope it's what I think it is.
Well, and Amy goes, yeah, I'm his girlfriend and I'm pregnant, like, to to his parents. Like, that's terrifying anyone. And, like, I don't know if there's any coming back from that.
No.
That was another look of, oh, crap, now we have to ship him off somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Dollar bill signs for that.
They weren't surprised at all, it seemed like. But then she's like, I'm just kidding. And then she kind of brings up the protest, and that's when he locks her in that room. She thinks they're about to have, like, he's going to agree to not tell Karma, but then he locks her.
But it's cool. She had a handful of shrimp with her before.
Oh, good.
So she's good. She can survive a little
bit. She's got some snacks, some treats for the duration of her stay in the closet.
Could have been her little meet cute with her potential.
Mm-hmm.
Meet cute. So for a second, when we first saw the waitress come in to wherever Amy was locked into, I thought for a brief second she looked just like, oh my god, I'm blanking on her name. The girl who's like the goth girl on Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm. Janice Ann.
For just a second. But then,
and then I slapped you.
then Roya slapped me, and then she said, no, use your eyes. And then I looked closer and I realized she looked a lot like Selena Gomez.
Mixed with
Janice Ann.
Ariana Grande.
Yes, if they had a baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take another look.
And I'm Googling this actress's name right now.
Please do.
Okay. Well, she lets Amy out, but then she
was before she loving did her.
So there was some chemistry there, huh?
Yeah. She was doing the little eye once over and the biting of the lip.
Yeah. And Amy was like, there aren't any boyfriends around me right now. Yeah.
She has a really good gay radar. Gaydar. She has a good gaydar.
Amy does?
She picked up on it.
Yeah.
She's like, wait.
Amy does, or the waitress does?
Well, because everyone, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I think it's kind of one of those things when you have chemistry with someone, you, like, kind of can kind of feel it. You know what
there
I mean?
Was no Beyonce fans
for this one. Yeah, that's true. This was more organic. Yeah.
Did you guys sense that there was any chemistry between waitress and Amy?
I thought so.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I wonder if she'll be back.
I think it was the eyes, the looking up and down, little eyebrow movements, and
would you be into me if I did this?
Ness back to
no, not at all.
For those listening, I look really sexy moving my eyebrows up and down right now.
but it kind of gives Amy
Yvette Monreal. That's her name.
Do we have a picture?
Is that official?
Yeah, and her name is Reg in the waitress.
Huh.
But the actress's name is Yvette.
Huh. Interesting. Yvette. Well, it gives Amy this brilliant idea to go out back to the party. She slaps Liam, announces that he was involved in the protest against the company, and that he slept with her best friend, and then she splashes the drink in his face, which was really aggressive. I was like, holy geez.
I loved that.
Amy.
Part of me hated that.
Honestly, oh! I did too. For me, it was like, Amy's not this dramatic person.
Yeah, that's why I liked it. Because it was completely out of her element.
She was being ridiculous for her. Yeah.
Well, so this entire season, we've seen characters kind of be very dramatic when it was not necessary to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. And to me, I don't like that because that's not, as you mentioned, it's not who they are.
Okay.
We did with, what was it, Lauren that was threatening to in the first episode, there was something threatening-wise. The boyfriend. They were physically trying to threaten him thing. And then the next one was, who was it? There was just threatening going on. I can't think of it
on
the spot.
I see what you're saying.
But it just takes some... Karma and Amy were doing the truth or dare, and Karma was like, oh yeah, well, why are you taking those pills in front of Lauren's friends? And it's just very vicious attack, and she knew what she was doing. This time, Amy's hurting Liam on purpose in front of his family. From the friends of the family.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I guess the reason I loved it was because I thought it was funny. But when you really think about it, it's actually not funny.
And then we go into the next conversation with Liam and his family and just how obviously there's a reason why Liam doesn't tell people his family stuff. So why would you do that in front of everybody?
So let's get into that, and then we'll go back to the auditions later. We'll talk about that separately instead of chronologically. But since we're already on the topic. So then we see Liam's dad, air quotes, take him into the house, and he's talking about you can't ruin your sister's engagement, like blah blah blah, you're a disappointment, all this stuff. And Liam goes, don't call her that. And when that happened in the episode, I was like, wait, why would he say don't call her that? Call who what? Like, I wasn't even thinking about
it. My mind went down a really bad pathway. I was like, wait, does that mean that's his mother, but they divorced, and now...
For me, it was like, well, I guess it's like his stepmother, his mother, but also his sister?
That's what I was like, thinking. I was like, that's exactly... Yeah. I thought his sister had sex with his dad, and it was some weird thing, and he was some... So it's still makes child. A mother.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, but it was, would
not be a sister.
It was weird.
It would be both.
Yeah.
It'd be incestuous.
Anyways, that's not it. Yeah. but it kind of pushes Liam over the edge. So, like, this whole thing that's going on with his family kind of pushes him over his edge, and he admits to Amy that, you know, he's been always been afraid to stand up to his family, which I feel like a lot of people can relate to that are kind of, you know, not going down the beaten path that it, you know, that...
Yeah.
You're an artist. Be creative.
They hold so... I mean, it's your family, you know? Like, it's much harder to stand up to your parents.
Totally.
They, you know, it's this situation where they provide for you, but at the same time, like, you don't want what they're providing. The life that they're giving him is not something he asked for.
Yeah, exactly. And so that kind of, that realization kind of leads him to make the announcement at the party that his sister is his mom, the momster, and that she had gotten pregnant when she was 16. They sent her to Switzerland, and then... So his mom and dad are really his grandparents and raised him like they were his son.
That's crazy.
So.
And he didn't find out until 2 years prior.
Yeah, and it, he said it had been a couple of years ago. He found his real birth certificate and realized everything, and his whole world kind of.
Do you guys watch Awkward?
I've seen some clips, of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I flashed back to, I think it was last season when Maddie found his, in the show. Maddie found his birth certificate and found out that he was actually adopted.
Mm.
And I just thought that was interesting because it's, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of a similar situation.
It's similar,
where it's like your family's not what you think it is.
But it's also them trying to hide a little scam of their daughter getting pregnant at 16 when they're Squircle, the head people of a big corporation.
Yeah. Right. Like, and so they're kind of always covering stuff up. And that's why, you know, Liam has always had this huge thing with honesty. And then even last season with Karma, he was like, we just need to be honest, like, blah, blah, blah. And this, and now we see why he is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he feels like a weight is off
his back. He says, you know, and Amy's like, I had no idea, like, blah, blah, blah. But it's a relief for him to be able to finally be who he is and not have to hide anything anymore.
I like that moment between each other.
Yeah,
that was a very
was
good
really
friendship
cute.
Moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of concerned that the tone might go a little bit sexual.
That's what I was thinking too.
But then it somehow stayed
it
as friendship.
It was like super friendly to me, I thought.
I picked the vibe up for a second because it was like, are they gonna kiss or something?
Or
like
hug or high five?
Yeah, like it felt like they were like starting to dig each other, but then it pulled away and that was good because I don't want that.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, so speaking of tomorrow, let's get back to the auditions. We'll talk about tomorrow. All of that. So, Oliver, Lauren, and Karma all sang Tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Love ya, tomorrow. Anyway, and Karma was the best one, I thought. We already talked about that.
Yes.
But then And Margot says that Karma is the one to beat after that round.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gives her a little confidence boost, and everyone else is kind of like, dang it.
Yeah, but so then they have the dance off, and it's like a whole cluster.
Yeah, so then the next round is dancing. Shane and Lauren kill it because they have the background dancing. She was on Bunheads. Come on.
That was so funny how they had this like choreographed dance. Was it supposed to be improvised?
I wonder.
I'm not really sure.
I mean, Karma's was, you know, dance however you want. If you want to try and imitate them, you can. But Oliver, you stay put, and then Shane and Laura.
My notes on Oliver are Oliver, .. No. Not dancing.
He looked like he was going to break out and like freak out about her touching him because he's already said that she's a trigger. And he's like,
don't touch me.
No.
I just loved how at one point Karma was like, she had been draping herself off of him like he was gonna dip her, but instead she was like doing this like body roll like on him sort of in the air
dancing a little bit.
Yeah, it was really awkward and wonderful to watch.
Guys, that's how I dance in clubs. Is that not how it's supposed
to go? Yes, that's why we don't go out with you, Raya.
Shoot.
The secret's out. But so after the dancing round of auditions, then there's kind of like a spotlight interview type thing where I guess Margot's just trying to get to know them as people, but she really wants them to break out of who they, like, who they are, be honest, be open. Shane doesn't really have anything to offer that's like super, super interesting, yeah. I guess. I feel like he's just pretty much an open book anyways. And so he doesn't have any like of these deep dark secrets that she's trying to
get out. He has one, and I thought he was going to reveal it. The one with Amy. Well, I tricked one of my friends to be a lesbian, and she turns out to be a lesbian. But then she ended up having sex with my best guy friend. And then now they have a secret. Oops.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that even isn't, like, so much about him. Like, that's not a deep, dark secret about him.
But it's a weight on his shoulders.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he feels that weight. Do you guys?
I don't think he does either. Also because he's able to talk about it with Amy.
Yeah.
If he didn't have someone to talk about it with, I think that's when it would burst out.
Because I think he's going to be the one that reveals the secret.
You think so?
Totally. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, that's predictions talk, Roy.
I also feel like he is just so loyal to Liam and Amy that I don't see him revealing the secret, and B, especially not for like a drama club interview.
I don't think he would do it on purpose. Karma did.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to argue your point.
Yeah. Well, then Lauren is next, and Margot says, I want to know, like, I just think you're a, you know, a pretty white girl that has no problems. Biggest worry is whatever.
Latte or cappuccino.
Latte or cappuccino, yeah. And then for a moment, I thought this was going to be her chance. I thought she was going to do it. I really did.
I wanted her to.
But she just says that she does live with the struggle of being a perfectionist.
Because she sees Theo in the corner of her eye. She was about to say it until she realized he was there.
Just spilled my water everywhere.
Sterling does not drink water.
Do you think that's the only reason she did?
Because that's of Theo? That's what I got. Because it seemed like she really was about to say it, and then it cut to showing Theo in the side.
He was making noise.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know, he like knocked something over.
It distracted her.
And then it cuts back to Lauren, and you see her notice him, and that is when she changed her story.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, oh, she is actually kind of into Theo and doesn't want him to know yet.
Yeah. And maybe she does struggle with being a perfectionist, and that's probably,
sure it is.
You know.
Maybe she wants to tell him.
But she definitely gave, like, the snotty, like, cold-hearted answer, and she's better than that, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's her default, is when she's vulnerable, just, like, put up that wall and be
exactly,
the prissy
that's
bitch.
Exactly what it is, yeah.
I liked the line of Laverne Cox, claws her out, kitty cat.
Laverne was great.
And then Karma's up, and she just pretty much flat out confesses everything. You know, she tries to start off with that the food truck or whatever doesn't make that much money, and then Margo's kind of like, I've heard this before, you know, no one cares really.
Yeah.
But then she confesses that she's not a lesbian and that she says they were faking it for attention. But then she kind of goes into her own insecurities and that she's been desperate for approval. And she even says, if you like me, maybe I'll like myself, which I felt like that was all really real and very honest for Karma. Like, I feel like that was, you know, because of the attention that they got from this, from faking the relationship, was really all she was going after. And that does lead back to having insecurities, because you do care so much about what other people think.
How can you love anyone if you don't love yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Touché. Thanks, Roya, for that.
I was really surprised that Karma opened up that secret at that moment.
Yeah, what else she's got to lose, though?
So, here was my thing about it.
That's true. Well,
she's got nothing. I mean, she's got her friends on her side.
Liam might.
But he knows.
Not. I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe he wouldn't want other people to know. I don't know.
This is what was interesting to me about it. It's because we always kind of talk about Karma being, I don't know if selfish is the right word, but every decision is kind of like benefits her. Last season we talked about Amy always getting the short end of the stick with faking the relationship, because it was really just benefiting Karma. She liked the popularity. She liked all this stuff. So by her kind of opening up about all this stuff, it's great that she's being so open. But at the same time, she's being open in hopes that she's going to get this part and that she's going to get to be able to be a part of the drama club or whatever. So, again, it benefits her at the end of the day. And I don't know, like, I kind of wish she had agreed with Amy that they were going to be open about what happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So it was more of a joined decision versus Karma choosing it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Amy didn't have any say in whether or not she exposed that or not. You know what I mean? And it involves her, so... I don't know. That was just interesting to me because at the end of the day, it does put Karma in a better position to get the drama role, but it doesn't really do any good for anyone else.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Here we are. Good point. I just have nothing to add.
Here we are.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. But I did think it was interesting that Lauren and Shane really didn't take the opportunity to open up as much as they probably could have. But Karma definitely takes full advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But, and then we don't really see Oliver...
See the post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, we just see him crying at the end. So it was obviously very emotional. And he gets the part.
Which, by the way...
That's crazy to me.
They don't need to print out a piece of paper for
just
one
say
name.
Oliver?
No, that's what they do, though.
For one person?
Well... That's
Come
funny.
On. This
but
is a like, school about recycling, about being green friendly, about accepting things.
But I think the reason is because the director always posts the names and disappears. Because then the people who don't
they
get it always
have.
I was in drama club, guys. And mind you, I always got
but
cast.
Did you have
Thank
more
you.
Than one name?
Thank you. Yes, but the point is if
the point
she
is
wrote
she
it on the chalkboard, they would have to like... Be
I know,
there.
Suspense.
See
I know. I
so
get
they
it.
Can't argue with the person, the director, or the whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. I called Boom. Oliver in my head. I was like, he's gonna win.
Yeah,
he's gonna win it.
Which is surprising.
Really?
I kind of wanted.
Yeah, because they would cause issues between them later down the road, and this is kind of a one-time episode.
I see.
Well, yeah, and if Laverne Cox isn't coming back, then there's no need for any of the main. People to be
exactly.
in
I kind of thought Karma was going to get it, honestly.
No.
I wanted Karma to get it. I want her to have something distracting her from everything, you know?
Not yet.
Like, I feel like I want her doing other stuff. And I want to hear her sing more.
Stop backpedaling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you want her to be happy or not?
I want her to be happy, okay? Jeez. But the episode kind of ends with a lot of awe moments where I was kind of like, oh, that's sweet. So we have Liam and Amy kind of ended on a nice note, very friendly. It seems like they're not going to be fighting anymore, which might be next episode means that it's all going downhill because we ended on such a high note with everyone. Lauren and Theo were, like, super cute at the end. Shane and Karma were super cute at the end, finally being friends. And Liam and Amy, everyone's all happy, everyone's friends, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like that means... Something's about to happen
definitely.
To mix it up.
According to a Tumblr post, the episode title next week is called Present Tense.
Hmm.
I don't know if we can draw any predictions from that.
I don't know. But before I move on to that category, I got a question, two things to say to you guys. Mm-hmm. One, it's titled Lion Kings, right? So a playoff of Lion King.
And Lion,
you know?
Yeah.
So what part of Amy and Liam's part was referenced to Lion King? Just curious. I want to know. What do you guys think?
Because
as a play, drama queens is obviously, you know, drama queens, and they're in drama club.
So well, he's blindly lied in front of his family about who she was.
Right. So you literally think it's lying?
Lying.
Why would it be Lion Kings?
Well, because it's about musicals. And Lion King
well,
is
maybe,
a musical.
Maybe Liam is Simba and he doesn't want to be the king.
But he just
Mustafa
can't wait.
Is his... No, Scar is his dad. His
I've
grandpa
got a lovely
dad.
Bunch of coconuts. They are all standing in a row. Dum, dum, dum. That's my favorite part of Lion King.
Who's Rafiki then? Who is Rafiki, guys?
Could be...
There's no Lion King parallels. There are none.
I don't know. I'm going to think
Nala?
About this.
Timon and Pumbaa?
Nala?
There are so many characters that were not fulfilled in that.
Rafiki is Laverne Cox.
No, because you're talking about the Liam-Amy situation.
Fine.
Boom!
Give me
don't
a
mess with Lion King.
Simba doesn't cheat on anyone, and it doesn't make
you know,
sense.
But he lies to himself that he's not going to be king.
Yeah,
Simba.
So maybe that's Liam.
Off his father.
Simba.
Anyways.
But Simba is Liam. I don't know how yet, but
let's
that's
let's create
it.
That debate on YouTube.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like Liam being Simba.
But
I just like Liam.
Mm. I want to cross somebody off the list. Cortez had predicted episode 4. This is me taking a picture of it.
She took a picture of her notebook.
Cortez predicted in episode 4 is when Karma would find out about the secret. Wrong.
Oh, Cortez, next week you guys are gonna fight. Yep.
He's not even here to defend himself. I said six.
You said six. We said five.
It's gonna be six.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably gonna be six.
I have got the lovely bunch of coconuts. Okay, anyways. All right, let's get into predictions.
Yeah! Tomorrow.
I feel like I was singing that way better off air than I am on air. I'm just I'm just not performing.
We didn't
don't
get
blame.
You gotta fix the vocals.
Maybe tomorrow. It's just the equipment and the engineer.
It's gotta be these mics or something. Yeah. It's like testing. It's a little off here. Okay. What are your predictions? Kind of we were just talking about a little bit. I'm still saying episode six for being revealed, but I'm thinking next episode, since we did end on such a high note with everyone, that something's going to happen to stir up some drama, mm-hmm. because then Karma will be mad at everyone. Shane, Amy, Liam, something's got to happen.
Do you think the waitress will be back?
Yeah.
I want her to be back. I liked that little moment.
Yeah.
Will her hair be up or will it be down?
Always up. I think that's like her signature. The ear cuff with the spiky hair in the back.
Okay. That was...
All right. What wanted an answer. What are y'all's predictions? Because mine are obviously right, so they're more
Wasn't
like
I making
spoilers.
A prediction earlier, and then I was like, no, I'll save this for predictions.
Nope.
And now I can't remember what I was predicting.
My predictions are kind of like
Shane
spoilers.
Getting rid of the secret.
Yeah, I think... Oh, yep. I think Shane will be the one to give it away. But I do not think he would do it intentionally. I think he will be in a situation where he's either so flustered or so distracted or tricked into accidentally saying it.
I'm kind of picturing Karma overhearing a conversation, and that's how she finds out.
That could be it.
Oliver hates Karma, right? We've learned in this episode, Oliver, and they brought him back. Why would they bring him back unless he's going to return in future episodes? I think he's going to overhear a conversation about Amy sleeping with Liam, and he's going to somehow drop the bomb on Karma to ruin her life.
You think it's going to be Oliver?
Why would he want to do that, though?
Because she ruined his life. Because Amy wasn't into him. He's seeing a therapist to get help. And she's one of his factors,
his triggers.
Triggers, thank you. So I think maybe that letter that she finds in her locker might be from Oliver. And he's secretly trying to plant it.
Oh, my God.
I just went all... What's that show with the girls?
That's
Pretty Little Liars.
That's a big...
Mixed with Gossip Girl. XOXO.
Gossip Girl. I've been binge watching Gossip Girl again.
It's on Netflix, and you know, sometimes when it's a Saturday night and you're living large, you're like, I'm going to binge watch Gossip Girl and paint my nails.
I've watched season one and two in the past week.
You should binge watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Just saying, it's on Netflix. Anyways, okay, bye.
Maybe next show.
Okay,
Grandma. Okay, so what are we predicting about Lauren and Theo?
Ooh, they're going to kiss.
Ooh, juicy. Thank you, Roya. XOXO.
I think it's not going to be that easy. I think that Lauren is not going to admit she likes him. Theo's going to have to get some cojones and, like, corner her, like, notebook style. There's going to be, like, rain and, like, tears, and they're going to
go canoeing.
And then she's like, okay, I'll kiss him! You know, it's like a big dramatic thing, but it's not just gonna be like...
Where did that come from?
I just, like, that's what I want.
I feel like they're gonna continue to form a friendship, a good relationship, and I feel like she's gonna feel comfortable enough before they get romantically involved to tell him that she's intersex.
I just realized... So Theo has a dad who's in jail because...
But is he in jail, or is that just a story?
Well, I don't know, but if it's true, what if it was, like, something like Theo accidentally overhears that she's intersex, and then he's like, it's okay, everybody has secrets. My dad has sex with dead people. And then they're like,
they bond over that.
And then they're like, we both have secrets. Nobody's life is perfect. You're really hot. Let's
kiss.
My hands keep doing this. Oh, this so is me weird. Trying to be more appropriate and not like talking this. About bed sheets during sex.
So all kissy right. moments.
Do we have any other predictions, guys?
I'm all predicted out, Sterling.
I'm all predicted
Mine
out.
Mine was Sterling. Great.
Yeah,
mine's a mic drop if I had a mic.
Yeah. Well, you do have a mic, but please don't drop it. Thank you. AfterBuzz thanks you. All
Cortez,
right,
where are
Cortez,
you?
Cortez, we missed you so much. You guys can find Cortez At Cortez G. West.
Yes.
On all of his social media.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Do you want us to go?
Hunter again.
I will go. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Kylie Hodges. And also, I do MTV's Happy Land After Show on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Oh, is that how it's going to go?
Pacific time.
Cool. Are you leaving us for Happy Land?
No, I already have been doing Happy Land this whole time. You guys just don't ask me what other shows I do.
And on that note, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Roy. That's H-E-Y-R-O-Y-A. And I'm also on the Saturday Night Live After Show.
Wow.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And since we're saying the other after shows are on.
I only said one.
I do on Tuesdays, since you're already watching AfterBuzz, you might as well watch Manhattan Love Story and Mindy Project.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Oh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you again next week for episode 5. Love you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz ya tomorrow!
The
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.